港城、
港九、
港龙、
港铁、
港人、
港姐、
港男、
港女、
港董、
港督、
港座、
港心、
港情，
讲乜都好，
创动力媒体，一个讲香港、讲本土、讲社区、讲人情味的网上平台，
创动力创出平台，讲人情。
我是嘉欣，在我人生入面，无论面对多少子弹的攻击，我都不会屈服。You shoot me down, but I won't fall. I'm Titanium.
Hello, 我是 Rainbow。 有一首歌是代表我，就是我们的主题曲。
我们的主题曲路一直都在。Yeah!
Hello， 大家好，又到了我们的主题曲路一直都在的时间了。今天有我 Rainbow 蔡汤和我的拍档 Angela 嘉欣为你们主持节目的，还请了两位嘉宾，就是奋进行动入面的警察义工，分别是 Mr. BJ Smith 和曾超堂小姐阿 Tom 的。
Hello
两位呢，就是其实是奋进行动入面的一个警察义工来的。咁就等我介绍下咩是奋进行动先啦。咁奋进行动的目的呢，是以一个运动的形式去帮助一啲弱势或者家境贫穷的青少年。咁就可以减低佢哋，即係防止嗰啲收入低嘅家庭或者一啲新移民嘅青少年呢就犯罪，同埋帮助佢哋改过自身嘅。不如我哋就开始第一条问题啦，好唔好啊，蔡汤。
好啊。
好，咁我哋咧喺訪問之前都做過一啲嘅 research 啦，就關於呢個行動嘅。咁就我哋所知咧，咁其實呢個行動本身咧就唔係一開始就有嘅喎，係由一個三日嘅 camp 開始先嘅喎。咁點解會由呢個三日 camp 變做一個即係慢慢發展到一個奮進行動呢個活動咧
？I can probably explain that.
Yes.
The project started in 1996, so 19 years ago.Which is before you were both probably born. we started in Tuen Mun, where the juvenile crime rate was quite high.
Yes.
And the police officer in charge wanted to do something different instead of just arresting kids, do something a little bit different with trying to get them back to being good citizens again.
How do you translate so far?
咁或者我做翻少少翻譯啦。咁其實咧，剛才阿 BJ 咧就解釋翻最初開始嘅時候，其實就係喺屯門警區嘅。咁因為當其時咧就講緊嘅就係19年前啊，都好耐啊，1996年。咁當其時喺屯門警區呢啲我哋叫做新發展嘅市鎮啦嚇，咁嗰度嘅青少年罪案率咧都幾高嘅。咁我哋就即係我哋警察同事咧，當其時就覺得與其去即係去拉咗呢啲犯案嘅年青人，不如我哋做一啲嘢去防止佢對佢犯案啦。
So we actually borrowed the idea from an Australian police program. And we took the first camp was 28 boys and it ran it for 3 days. And the camp was very, very tough actually, physically and mentally very tough for these kids. They didn't get much sleep. They had to do lots and lots of exercise. They were put in situations where they're actually quite scared.Things like rock climbing and swimming in the sea. And each time they were scared, it was a police officer that was next to them that gave them the support. And over the 3 days, that's how the relationship between the police and these young boys changed.
好啦，咁其實呢個咁樣嘅主意咧，就其實係參考咗澳洲嘅警隊嘅一個同差唔多同樣嘅計劃嘅。咁當其時開始時候咧，就係參與嘅人係有28个年青人啦。咁佢哋咧就喺呢三日嘅訓練營裏邊咧。就會係經歷一啲好艱巨嘅活動，咁所講艱巨可能係會令到佢哋驚嘅，例如我哋會有攀石啦，同埋喺即係大海裏邊去游水啊，或者即係跳落個海嗰度啦。咁當佢哋經歷呢啲活動時候咧，當佢哋覺得驚恐嘅時候，其實喺佢身邊咧係有警務人員陪住佢哋一齊，咁所以喺呢個互相扶持嘅情況底下咧，咁佢即係呢28个年青人同埋我哋嘅警察义工嘅同事咧，就建立咗即系深厚嘅情谊啦，吓咁就系咁样开始嘅。
So on the first time we met on the Friday evening, you could see that the kids didn't like us. They didn't like the police. These are kids that gave us a hard time. The kids with the tattoos and the golden hair and the earrings, and they were the kids that gave the police a hard time. And as far as the kids were concerned, we were the bad guys in uniforms that kept stopping the search and stopping the question. So both sides did not like each other. It was very clear. Then after that, just in 3 days, with a lot of pressure on their kids, a lot of scary things they were doing, by the end of the Sunday, when we had a barbecue together, everyone was really good friends. And everyone was changing phone numbers, and the families came down as well. And everything had changed in just 3 days. A very, very obvious change.
Yeah. 其實呢，即好自然就會諗到呢，當呢三日嘅日子開始嘅時候呢，星期五嘅時候呢，咁呢年輕人呢其實對警察嘅印象都唔係咁好嘅，因為即平時呢就係可能警察會去即截查佢哋啦，咁佢哋呢一批嘅年輕人，佢哋本身都係一啲可能係即金毛啊，即紋身啊咁樣，即可能佢哋都唔係咁中意警察嘅，即覺得大家都係對抗嘅。咁咧但係經歷咗呢三日之後咧，好奇怪地去到星期日嘅時候咧，佢哋即我哋有一個嘅燒烤嘅晚會啦嚇，咁佢哋屋企人都會即被邀請去參與。咁去到呢一個燒烤個晚會嘅時候咧，佢哋都即大家都好朋友，攬頭攬頸都即佢哋之間經歷咗好多啊，咁所以嘅中間嗰個感情都即好堅固啦。嗯
，Yeah, that's how it started。
就係咁樣開始啦。
係，
咁都睇到三日都改變咗青少年同埋警察關係，都改變咗好多。
係啊，咁但係點解會由三日 camp 變做發展到去一個奮進行動咧？咁當中有啲咩發生咗？
有啲咩契機啊？係。
The one of the things that we did in the camp was boxing, and myself and another guy were boxers, and we taught the kids how to box, just very very simple boxing. And when the camp had finished, about six of the kids came and saw us and said, "Can we continue to box? Will you teach us to do more boxing? We really like the boxing." And so we agreed that once a week we would train them in boxing on the rooftop of a police station. We had no money, we had no equipment. We'd started from the very very beginnings. And we borrowed money and we used our own money, and we taught those kids to box. And then every time we ran another camp, more kids came to join the boxing program, so it got bigger and bigger.
咁咧，其實喺嗰三日嘅露營裏邊咧，就其中有一個項目就係拳擊啦。咁咧三日完咗之後咧，其中有六個年青人咧就揾翻阿 BJ 同埋佢個拍檔，因為佢哋就係教拳擊嘅。就話可唔可以再繼續跟你哋學拳啊？因為好中意呢個活動。咁之後咧，阿 BJ 同佢拍檔咧就喺一間警署嘅天台，因為佢哋冇場地啦，冇設施啦。當其時就借咗啲拳套啊，或者啲即係設備翻嚟咧，就係訓練呢幾個青少年就係打拳擊嘅。咁就係咁樣開始。係
啦。咁因為呢一個原因嘅關係，就令到兩位就認為運動可以幫助青少年去改過自身啊，或者係改變佢哋，教佢哋去行一條正確嘅路，係咪啊
？A good example is if I took 30 boys and girls into a classroom. These are boys and girls, and maybe they've already offended, they've already done something wrong. And I told them I'm going to give them a lecture on why they should be good boys and girls, why they shouldn't break the law, why they should.They'd be very bored. Within 2 minutes, they'd be sleeping. They'd be playing on their phones. Kids don't want adults to tell them they should behave. They don't care. They're not interested in that. But if I take those same kids and I teach them, say, to play rugby, and then when they're playing the rugby sport, they're enjoying it, but they learn to obey the rules, because if you don't, you get penalized. They learn to obey the referee who's in charge. They learn to respect their coaches and their teammates, because it's all teamwork. Then they learn the same lessons.But they do it through the sport, and it's much easier for them to understand that way.
Interesting, more.
換言之咧，BJ 就話，假如咧你帶三十個年青人入一間房，咁啊就咁同佢講話，你咧就要乖啲啊，你唔好犯事啊，你就要做呢樣，唔好做嗰樣咧。咁咧應該唔使五分鐘咧，應該都瞓曬覺噶啦，或者即係喺度打機，應該唔會聽噶啦。咁但係咧，我哋嘅方法咧就係帶佢哋去參與一個運動啦。咁舉個例，例如係欖球啦。咁我哋透過欖球呢個運動咧，係去令到佢哋明白點樣係遵守紀律啦，點樣去齊心，即係一隊人咁去練習啦，點樣去尊重他人啦。咁例如呢啲咧，就係完全都可以透過一個參與一個運動當中咧去學翻嚟。咁變咗我哋就即係利用運動咧，係可以更加有效咁樣傳遞我哋想講嘅信息。
係都知道奮進行動咧，其實主要都係運動方面比較多嘅。就例如欖球啊、足球啊、拳擊啊、現代舞等等都有嘅，仲有啲傳統活動、醒獅啊、龍舟等等都會有嘅。 咁都想问一下会唔会咧？喺其他方面入边都会发展一下咧，即系多元化啲啊，譬如音乐啊，或者系艺术方面，会唔会都会加入奋进行动入边嘅咧？
At the moment, we've got about 10 different activities and about 300 to 400 kids. Now, we can expand, but the danger is that if we have too many kids and not enough volunteers, then the quality of what we're doing will become less. So we want to keep perhaps less students and keep the quality quite high.
咁咧，我哋考慮其中嘅原因咧，就係、是、目前為止咧，我哋有十個唔同嘅運動項目啦。咁當中參與者有大約300至400個啦。咁以我哋目前嘅義工個資源嚟講咧，都幾吃力地咁樣去即係需要去管理嘅。咁所以目前為止，我哋就未諗到會去開創一啲新嘅活動。咁而我自己再加翻，即係我即係除咗 BJ 剛才所講嘅原因咧，我自己睇。會不會加其他藝術或者是康樂的活動呢？我自己看運動這件事呢，它的作用是大一點的，因為運動是需要一個人，或者年輕人，他可能會是經歷得即辛苦一點，他要流汗，他要練習，可能會肌肉會痛，這個過程即我自己本身是喜歡運動的， 我會覺得我進行運動的活動的時候呢，我自己的領略是會深刻一點。咁當然啦，其他人可能睇即係文化或者其他嘅藝術啊嗰啲會有各自嘅理解啦。咁但我自己睇運動呢樣嘢個作用係比較適合啲去達到我哋嘅目的咯。
都明白，因為好多見到嗰啲奮進行動入面嗰啲運動咧，都係要團隊合作多嘅。咁都好過即係有啲個人發展啊，或者係團體運動係會比較適合年青人，同埋佢哋都比較有活力啊嘛，青年啊嘛。咁都知咧，奮進行動咧本身咧就淨係得警察義工嘅啫，即係未加入社工嘅。咁都想問點解會後期都會加入咗社工嚟到幫助奮進行動入邊嘅青年嘅咧？
其實我覺得咧就唔係話冇加入社工嘅，應該話由我哋一開始，即使係講翻嗰三日啦，嗰28個青少年啦，佢哋都係經過社工去轉介俾我哋，我哋先可以同佢哋一齊經歷嘅。咁其實往後嘅日子咧，我哋點解可以接觸到呢一班年青人咧？其實都好靠社工嘅同事咧，佢哋喺佢哋嘅工作環境裏邊揾到適合嘅年青人，即係佢覺得呢啲年青人係可以參與呢啲計劃之後咧，係可以令到佢得著嘅。咁所以其實咧，社工嘅角色一直都喺我哋奮進行動裏邊嘅有個好大好重要嘅角色咯。
咁。啱啱就讲咗社工嘅角色啦，咁你哋点样睇翻你哋自己嘅角色咧？咁即系社工就系一个可能帮转介嘅一个角色啦。咁你哋嘅角色系点样睇咧？
咁咧其实我有阵时咧就即系理想化嘅就系咧，社工其实就系一个很好嘅吓关怀佢哋，同埋系同佢哋倾偈，同埋会系好善良嘅一面啦。咁咧跟住咧去到我哋警察义工咧，嗱虽然我哋系义工啦，但其实我哋即系警察始终都会有一个好大嘅一个前提，就是我哋都要我哋嘅参加者咧系有纪律啦，
系
要会同佢哋讲规矩啦，即系点样有啲咩唔可以做。即係喺個進行呢個運動嘅時間咧，佢哋係要遵守啲咩規則啊？咁所以可能會係比較係講，即係簡單嚟講，可能惡啲啊嚇，會同佢哋即係有個有個形象係可能會係硬少少嘅
嚇。哦，咁即係好似社工咧就係媽咪嘅角色，咁警察義工就係爹哋嘅角色咁，係咪啊
？That's one way of saying it, but also don't forget that the police are only with the kids for the time of the sport, maybe 1 or 2 hours.The rest of the time is with the social workers, so there has to be both people involved.
系啦，简单嚟讲就系话可以咁讲，但系其实社工系同啲年青人咧相处嘅时间系耐好多嘅，我哋系少啲。
系啦，哇，真系啱啱倾咗好多，咁开心嘅时光咧又过得好快嘅，咁而家咧就到第一节差唔多就够钟啦。咁样咧喺结束之前咧，我要讲一个秘密俾大家知啦。咁原来咧，我嘅另一位拍档啦，蔡汤系呢个计划嘅其中一位参加者嚟嘅。咁喺下一节翻嚟咧，咁就蔡汤就准备咗几条问题咧，就问两位。哇，啲咁精彩嘅内容咧，咁大家就唔好走开，下一节翻嚟再见啦。
我移咗民冇几耐咧，跟住我阿爸就有 cancer 啦。咁我记得有一日咧，咁我阿爸咧就冇嗌我入房，咁佢叫我帮佢冲凉。佢嗰阵时四十几五十岁啫，但系个样已经瘦到一个八十几岁嘅老人家咁样。咁啊冲紧凉，佢又同我讲，估唔到我咁乖，即系我不嬲都系曳噶嘛，即系唔读书啊，又周街走咁样噶嘛。咁跟住佢就同我讲，第时一定要揾样嘢自己中意嘅。咁其实可能佢嗰阵中医咧，未必系佢最中意嘅行业嚟嘅。但因为我阿爷都系中医，咁啊跟我阿爷一齐学做中医啦。咁佢又同我讲话，你一定要揾样嘢系你自己中意，唔好后悔。呢几样嘢其实对我好大影响啊！我嘅人生随时嘅，即系一定要为自己嘅理想唔可以放弃。
想知呢番说话点样影响陆俊光，令佢演技越见成熟，成功吸引观众留意呢？快啲上 dmx.hk 收听子晴扮熟港版半泽直树陆俊光专访啦！
我们的主题曲《路一直都在》，Yeah！
Hello， 欢迎回到嚟我哋第二节嘅我们的主题曲《路一直都在》。咁呢一节入边咧，仲继续有我嘉欣 Angela 同埋我隔篱嘅拍档蔡汤 Rainbow 嘅。
Hello， 我系 Rainbow。
咁我哋喺上一节啦都介绍过蔡汤，原来系我哋呢个奋进行动入边其中一位参加者嚟嘅。咁蔡汤，不如同你哋分享一下你在入面的一些感受先啦。
是啊，实在我耐不住好想问啊。咁其实我是奋进行动入面的参与者之一啦。其实在奋进行动入面其实都改变了我很多。咁我小个就开始join呢个活动㗎啦。咁都算是我一个转捩点嚟㗎。即是令我找到我的兴趣啦，即是跳舞嗰方面啦，同埋就会有目标咗咯，唔会好似以前咁懒散咯。咁起码有啲嘢做下嗰阵时，奋进行动嗰阵时，咁都想知道咧，因为奋进行动入边青少年咧通常好犯过事噶嘛，咁都系警察拉翻嚟，咁可能即系警察对于佢哋青少年嘅角色会比较严肃噶，咁会唔会咧影响到当初奋进行动？接觸青少年嗰陣時，會唔會有青少年對於警察不信任啊，或者係有拒絕嘅情況嘅咧？
咁咧呢樣嘢或者我講先啦。咁其實我咧就係負責跳舞呢一個program 嘅喺奮進行動裏邊嚇。咁我自己最初開始呢一個跳舞計劃嘅時候咧，我係確保參與計劃嘅女孩子咧，佢哋都係好中意跳舞嘅。咁呢個咧，其實我都要靠社工嘅同事去幫手去揾一啲即係女孩子啦。佢係可能佢係犯過事，或者佢未犯事，但係可能有咁樣嘅需要去參與呢個計劃。咁當社工揾咗呢一班嘅年輕人嘅時候咧，我自己會要求自己去親自同佢哋見面啦。咁同佢哋見面嘅過程裏邊咧，我會俾佢哋明白。我的角色、我的身份和我的目的是什么。那你说他可能之前被警察拉过见到我第一样东西介绍我自己，我就是一个警务人员来的。那他听到的时候，他可能都会觉得那我为什么要来这个计划呢？那但是我会用我的方法，我会很有耐性地去解释给他们知，其实有这个计划的原因就是我不想我的同事再拉你，我不想你们再犯下一个错误。咁如果我解釋完之後，佢哋覺得都唔想再見到警察嘅，咁呢個冇辦法啦，我唔會勉強佢哋嘅。咁但係通常我解釋完咧，通常啲年輕人都會覺得佢哋之前犯事係另一個情況令到佢哋，即係導致佢哋去犯事啦。咁但係呢個計劃咧，純粹一個警察嘅義工係想幫助翻啲年輕人一個計劃，咁好多時候都會係樂意接受嘅。咁所以喺呢一個大前提底下，即係話佢自己要願意去參與呢個活動啦，同埋係佢信得過而家參與呢個計劃嘅警務人員，咁樣嘅情況底下咧，就可以開始咯，大家可以喺埋一齊。
咁即係奮進行動咧，都其實係警察同埋青少年之間嘅互相信任嘅橋梁嚟嘅，即係都會建立咗友好嘅關係。
可以咁讲，但个过程咧系会系几漫长嘅，因为最初可能大家都应该话年轻人未必会咁信个警察义工啦。咁而警察义工亦都因为佢哋唔系社工啊，佢哋同年轻人嘅相处咧都唔可以话一开始就 会是哇好知道对方是、想怎样去跟他们沟通啊。咁就大家都喺一个过程里面呢去适应同埋學習囉。即係可能係一个需要时间去建立嘅一段关系，但係可以话係一定係一个桥梁嚟嘅。
嗯。咁都我都係一个例子，就係、是、对于警察呢都係有个新嘅睇法囉。即係唔会好似以前咁拘緊啊，见到阿 Tom 啊或者 BJ Smith 先生呢，其实我都好开心㗎喎。即係因为都其实阿 Tom 是看住我大的，算是因为我即是很小个就已经参加了。那都想知道其实即是已经十九年那么久了，其中有没有一些东西会令到你你们想放弃过，或者是唉再是这样真的不行、啊、会不会有些情况，会不会有些例子去讲返、
Yes, quite a few times. It can be very frustrating. It does take a lot of time, a lot of our own personal time. And sometimes you get a little bit tired of it. It can be very... And sometimes you have failures. We had a boy in boxing once that we didn't see... He was a triad in a local housing estate. And we didn't see him for a couple of years. And then he came back to the boxing. And he looked very different. He looked physically changed. It turned out he'd actually become a drug addict. When he went away, he'd gone back into the triad groups, and he was trying again to stop the drug habit, and he came back to the boxing, and he started training with us again, but he was very unfit. Everything he did was very slow. And then about 2 weeks later, he actually committed suicide, and he jumped off a very tall building. And we went, myself and my other instructor went to his funeral, and we met his mother. It was a very sad occasion. So sometimes it is quite tough.
咁我讲翻 BJ 讲嘅故事啦，其实有边有冇时候系觉得好想放弃咧？咁其实BJ 都话都其实都有，即系可能都有即系好几次都系觉得即系失望同埋即系有放弃感觉。咁最主要原因就系其实我哋做警察义工啦，即系其实我哋本身我哋正职系警察啦。咁其实我哋用我哋自己唔系。翻工嘅時間咁去做break through嘅工作，咁有陣時可以係即係都幾攰嘅，同埋嗰個運用時間上面都叫做幾困身。咁再加上咧，即係有啲時候我哋亦都會有啲失敗嘅例子啦。咁 BJ 之前即係剛才所講就係話有一個之前係跟佢打拳擊啦嚇。咁佢原本咧係一個黑社會分子啦，咁跟咗佢哋打拳一段時間之後就消失咗。咁消失咗幾年之後咧，佢再翻嚟我哋嘅拳擊會啦。咁發覺佢個樣子都變曬。咁原來佢喺嗰幾年咧就翻去佢即係佢黑社會嘅生活啦，甚至乎咧係染上毒癮啦。咁但係佢嗰次翻嚟咧就係想就係、是、決心想去即係、就是、戒除毒癮，同埋去再過翻啲健康嘅生活。咁同佢哋訓練咗幾個禮拜之後咧，咁就即係有個唔好嘅消息就係、是、佢就自殺嘅。咁佢咧就即系结果阿 BJ 同埋我哋警察义工同事就亦都去佢嘅丧礼嘅时候见到佢嘅屋企人啦。咁大家都觉得即系系好悲哀嘅一个故事啦。即系我相信即系呢个年轻人亦都系即系好痛苦地挣扎过，系想重新过去嘅生活，但系当然唔系个个可以做得到啦。咁亦系会有失败嘅例子。咁當有呢啲例子發生嘅時候咧，就係、是、我哋即係最痛心嘅時候，因為其實我哋都好努力咁樣去想幫佢，但係唔係100% 可以幫到所有人。
咁、那個故事都好可憐咯、啊，我覺得都好 touching 咁樣。但係咁大個活動咧都仲喺度啦，嗰、那個奮進行動。咁有啲乜嘢嘅例子令到你哋繼續堅持呢個活動落，繼續落去咧？
咁其實頭先講一個咁悲哀嘅故事啦，咁其實咧我哋成功嘅例子咧係有好多嘅，咁當中我可以喺度講咧，到現時為止咧，我哋係我哋幫過好多年青人啦，咁到現時咧係我哋有八個年青人咧係做咗我哋同事嘅，即係做咗警務人員。
哇！
咁你諗起即係最初其實佢哋係即係可能係犯過，即係應該話，即係可能會犯事啦。又或者佢哋可能係曳過嘅，咁但係佢同我哋一齊參與咗奮進行動活動咧， 咁佢哋發覺啊，原來做警務人員咧，都係都可以係佢哋嘅一條路嚟嘅嚇。咁咧就咁，佢哋選擇咗呢一條路係成為我哋嘅同事，即係成為警務人員。咁我哋覺得係非常之欣慰咯嚇，因為佢哋亦都因為咁揾到自己條路，適合佢哋自己一個職業。咁而我負責嘅跳舞咧，咁我有其中一個。女仔咧就做咗社工啦吓，咁、啊、呢个咧我已经讲到即系讲好多次，但我都会继续讲啦，因为我都觉得能够令到佢即系喺奋进行动里边，佢更加认清咗自己个目标而成为一个社工，我都觉得非常之高兴。咁就系呢啲成功嘅例子啦，又或者唔一定话要好成功，即系至少佢哋系唔再犯事啦，同埋去揾到自己嗰个意义啊，即系佢哋嗰个自己个用处。咁已經係好大嘅回報咯，咁就係呢樣嘢令到我哋咁多警察義工係繼續落去咯。
係，咁都即係奮進行動咧，依個計劃咧，其實都好切合我哋而家嘅即係個主題啊，路一直都在啊嘛。咁所以咧，到而家咧，其實仲有好多年輕人係受惠緊啦，即係包括我在內啦。咁都好开心咧！而家有咁多年青人可以因为咧，奋进行动而作出一啲嘅改变啊，或者系定立一啲嘅目标，就唔会再反思等等嘅。因为咧，我喺参加奋进行动入边咧，成日即系上堂嘅时候啊，有时会见到咧，阿 Tom 咧会无啦啦上嚟咁样睇我哋堂啦，睇之后就同我哋倾下偈嘅。嗰阵时我就有一个疑问啦。点解阿 Tom 系警察嚟噶嘛？咁应该好忙噶。咁点解会即系抽空可以嚟上嚟睇我哋呢啲年青人上堂同我哋倾下偈咁样咧？因为觉得咧可能只系一个赞助或者系就抌钱过嚟啊，我哋青少年啊就自己跳舞就算啦，即系冇谂过咧，其实都会有警察咁上嚟。咁想问翻点解咧？即系会肯同我哋呢啲青少年接触嘅。
咁其实咧，如果讲跳舞咧，我已经系即系冇咁多时间去睇你哋同埋同你哋倾偈噶啦。因为其实我系好想多啲时间嘅，只不过自己工作嘅问题啦。咁我即系放咗工之后，即系尽量赶过嚟啦。咁我觉得其实我哋警察义工同你哋嘅相处咧系非常之紧要嘅一个环节嚟嘅。唔可以话就咁话，即系赞助咗你哋就自己跳啦咁样。咁其实讲紧其他嘅运动咧，即系譬如系拳击啊、榄球嗰啲咧，基本上就系警察义工直情系做嗰个教练添嘅。咁即系其实嗰、那个同年青人个相处，即系警察义工同年青人相处咧，系我哋最重要嘅一个环节，因为可能在其他的情况你们不了解我们警察是什么人、啊、即是可能你只是在街边见到我们、他就是一个穿制服的警察咯樣。但其实我们的心底里或者我们怎样看我们的人生可能你都可能我们有共同之处、啊、可能我们也都有软弱的时候、啊、可能我们有即觉得痛苦的时候、啊、怎样去解决问题。那这个即互相的交流我就觉得是很重要咯，在个奋进行动里面是一个主要的环节。所以你说为什么即七点几八点即仍会见到我走去看你跳舞呢？因为我就是想看看你们跳成点啦，有没有人偷懒啦，有没有人肯动啦、啊、之后即大家倾下偈，那个环节是 很重要的，对我来说。
是啊， Tom 来那堂呢就大家特别认真的。
咁啱啱阿 Tom 同埋阿 BJ 咧都分享咗好多好感人嘅故事俾我哋听啦。咁我就想问一下啦，咁嗰个活动发展到而家啦，你哋点样睇佢咧？即系有啲乜嘢展望，或者你对于佢哋嘅将来会有啲咩发展嘅，有咩睇法咧
？Future development, I pass it to BJ.
Okay.
Well, we just have to keep going, basically. It's been going for a long time, 19 years. It's been very successful.We've had lots of very, very good success stories.The odd disappointment, but mainly very successful. So I think to develop, we just keep going. We keep bringing in new volunteers. And where we do see opportunities for new sports, and we've just started cricket very recently as a new sport, then we will bring them in. And it's just keep the program going.
咁其實咧，我哋都運作咗19年啦，咁都係一段長時間。咁其實你話未來嘅展望咧，其實我哋都係諗住將我哋目前嘅運動去繼續做好啦。如果有機會發展新嘅運動項目，都會嘅。例如我哋最近咧係開始咗板球啦。咁其實板球咧呢個活動係好多 少数族裔的年轻人都会有兴趣的，所以我们都即开始了板球这个活动。咁即例如呢啲咧，我哋覺得有咁嘅需要，會有新發展啦。如果唔係，都會繼續持續向住即係繼續發展翻而家我哋嗰個運動項目，
即係係運動，
繼續揾多啲警察義工去參與咯。
嗯，都越嚟越大規模噶啦，咁樣即係向埋少數族裔開始入手噶咯。咁因為我哋嘅主題咧就係我們的主題曲啦，咁就要問翻一啲
例牌嘅問題，
係例牌問題噶啦。咁啊，喺 BJ 同埋阿 Tom 咧，喺我哋奋进行动呢段嘅日子入边咧，会唔会有一首歌系代表你同埋奋进行动咧，即系行过嘅路咧
？This was a very difficult question. Took a lot of thought, but if I was going to choose one song, it would probably be Simon and Garfunkel and Bridge Over Troubled Water.Which is basically helping people through very difficult times by becoming the bridge over which they can cross the troubled waters. That would be the one I would say.
嗰首歌就係 Bridge Over Troubled Water 嘅意思就係咧，無論你係好有即係有問題啦，或者係遇到困難咧，就都可以好似橋梁咁樣幫你渡過嘅。
咁我哋啱啱都訪問咗阿 BJ 同埋阿 Tom 啦，咁我哋都聽咗好多嘅感人嘅故事咧。點樣佢哋點解會由三日 camp 變咗做一個奮進行動咁大規模嘅一個行動啦，仲會繼續發展落去啦咁樣。咁喺呢度咧，咁我哋嗰個節目都差唔多完啦。咁蔡湯，我哋下一集再見，係咪？
下一集期待下一集有邊個主持人為你主持啦？多謝曬阿 Tom， 多謝曬 BJ 嘅時間。
多謝
曬，
拜拜，
拜
拜。
恒隆地產助理董事關則輝先生 CF 從事公關工作咁多年，有咩難忘嘅經歷呢？
有一年咧，新巴突然緊急通知我，就有個後生仔連人帶槍喺樓上車尾咧跌咗落街嘅，一架行駛中嘅雙層巴士。佢話當時瞓得好冧，挨住個玻璃，個車長又開得好快，左搖右擺，一下咁就掟咗佢落嚟。
但當時 CF 亦收到一個訊息，
有個乘客同車長講，上面有人玩到好癲啊！咁但係全個社會媒體啊都好責難，就係佢明明瞓咗覺，係你嘅車長駕駛不當。
咁最後 CF 點樣處理呢？
當時用咗個方法，好似警訊咁樣，設立一個24小時報料熱線，咁有4位乘客不約而同。都讲话当时咧唔止一个细路，咁我咧就安排咧接受报章访问。慢慢咧开始啲人质疑咧当时嘅实际嘅情况，最后咧呢、这个后生仔都冇要求赔偿，还翻唔止个车长系新巴个公道。
想知更多关则辉其他难忘嘅工作往事，仲唔快上 DMX.K 收听《紫情扮熟衫》。